11th chapter of the book of 2 Corinthians. Stand with us if you will. I want to maybe read a few verses here and then preach what I feel like the Lord lay on our heart. I want to begin reading with verse number 21. Verse number 21. The Bible said, I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, whereinsoever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors, more abundant. In stripes, above measure. In prisons, more frequent. In deaths, oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings, often. In perils of waters. In perils of robbers. In perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor, under Artichus the king, kept the city of the Damascens with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me. And through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence this morning. God, we come before you as humble as I know how. Thanking you, dear God, for every blessing. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have to come into your house one more time. Thank you, Lord, for the church. Thank you for the visitors that are here today. God, I pray this morning, Lord, that you'd touch every heart, every life. Lord, you know the needs of the people that are here. God, I pray that you'd meet those needs. God, that you'd make a difference in our lives today as we leave here, Lord, different than we come. We ask you again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Let us preach in power and in demonstration that your word might go out and touch the hearts and the lives of every man, woman, boy, and girl in this building. Have your way now, Lord. May your spirit, Lord, just meet with us in a mighty way. We ask you now to go with us in what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you and we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me for just a few minutes, on the worth of a saint. I thought about it as I began to read the Apostle Paul's testimony of the sufferings that he went through. Then I thought about the worth of the message that he preached and the sacrifices that he gave to be able to bring the word of God to all peoples, Jew and Gentile alike. Then I thought about that burden that was laid upon this man and the desire that he had for people that they could be saved. I thought about how far that I fall short in the burden that I have for the work of God and for the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Apostle Paul wasn't raised up in a drunkard's home. He wasn't raised up in a drug addict's home. But the Apostle Paul was a very religious man. How the Bible tells us as he began to give his credentials, he even mentions the fact that he was a child of Abraham. When you get that far, when you were a Jew and you began to talk about being the seed of Abraham, he said, so am I. He said, a Hebrew. He said, I'm a Hebrew. He said, an Israelite. I'm an Israelite. So he was familiar with religion. And the Apostle Paul knew what it was like to rest in religion. You know, if you don't ever stir the water, you won't ever have any problems in life. If you just go along with the crowd, won't nobody ever say anything about you or against you as long as you're going down the same road they're going down. I think about Martin Luther, the monk that started in the Reformation, that God used that man. He was a monk, dedicated his life to the work of God. But the history tells us that he began reading out of the book of Romans, where it said the just shall live by faith. And then God began to work a doctrine in his heart that righteousness comes by faith, and to have favor with God and salvation comes by faith. He began the Reformation and turned that country upside down with the doctrine of faith. My friend, it's always been by faith. But the doctrines have been perverted, and they began to say that it's not by faith, but it's by works. But God confirmed through Martin Luther and the Reformation that it's by faith still. Amen. And it's still by faith today. So now the Apostle Paul here was a very religious man, and he believed in religion. He wasn't a bad person, but he was a lost person. Lost in his religion. There are many folks today that are good people. They're really good people. They don't cuss. They don't drink. They don't do drugs. They don't run around. Many of them sitting in the pews of churches every Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. Good people, religious people, but lost people. Yeah. Amen. I never knew what it was like to have an experience with God. And that experience with God ain't always a bed of roses. Amen. The Apostle Paul declares of the sufferings that he had when he gave himself to the Lord. I want to say this morning that the real value of a saint of God is one who is one not that doesn't have troubles and sufferings in this world, but it's them that'll endure to the end, that'll stay with the Lord through the good weather and through the bad weather. It's the ones, amen, that puts their strength in God, not their strength in themselves, but they put their faith in God, not in man, but in God. Many folks have preacher religion. They'll follow a preacher all over the country. Amen. And as long as that preacher has his head above water, they have their head above water. But sometimes the preachers sink. Amen. And the followers of the preacher is going to sink this morning. But if you'll put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the solid foundation, the rock, amen, of our souls today, you'll never sink, nor will you fail in the enduring of the sufferings that we have in this world. The Bible said that the sufferings in this life don't even compare to the glory that we're going to share one day after a while. Amen. So the Apostle Paul begins to speak of these sufferings and then these sacrifices that he endured. My friend, listen. We're going to have a better day one day. Amen. It's going to be easier for the saints of God. But you know the Apostle Paul in all of his sufferings. He said, I must needs glory. He said, I will glory in the things which concern my infirmities. My friend, listen. The Lord Jesus Christ, when you consider the cross of Christ and the suffering that he endured all the way to the end. Amen. And the Bible tells us he was spit upon. He was mocked.
laughed at, beaten with a cat of nine tails. And my friend, he was scourged. And but I want to say he endured the cross and the shame of the cross and the suffering of the cross to be that supreme sacrifice, that we through him could have the forgiveness of sins and the fellowship with God. And he did it all that we could share in the glory of God. What a Savior. Hallelujah. What a God. Thank God that would come and do all of this for you and I, that through him we could live. Amen. I know the Apostle Paul rehearses these things in his life, these things that came upon him, yet he stayed dedicated. Amen. He stayed dedicated to the work of God. Now the Bible tells us that Paul, when he was going to Damascus, the Bible said he asked for papers that he could put people to death there in Damascus that he found in this way. Saved folks. He was wanting them that believed in Jesus Christ to be hauled off to prison, and some of them, he said, even put to death. And they signed the papers, put them in his pocket. He's headed down to Damascus now to have them hauled into prison. But while he was on that road, the Bible said there was a great light had shined round about him. He said it was brighter than the noonday sun. Imagine that. You can't hardly look at the noonday sun. It's the sun that's straight over your head, and it shines the brightest at noonday. Amen. And he said this light was brighter than the noonday sun. It was so bright it blinded him and knocked him to his knees. Amen. He had an experience that day that literally changed his life. Amen. The dedication that he had to the Jewish religion to carry those people off to the prisons to have them hauled away and some put to death, he found a new dedication. The Bible said he said, "Lord," and he said, "Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?" He said, "It's hard to kick against the pricks." Amen. And the Apostle Paul found a new love that day. Amen. He found a new way. Amen. And it wasn't religion, but it was salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. And it literally changed his direction. And it changed, the Bible tells us, his dedication. Amen. He was once dedicated to religion, but now to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The worth of a saint. The Bible then tells us here that now he is oftentimes with the Jews. The Bible said he had received, 40 stripes save one. Five times they had called him in question and beat him with 39 stripes. Had they beat him one more time, he would have died. They knew exactly how many whippings it would take of that whip to kill a man. But 39 times caused this man to suffer. He said, five times I received this. Three times, he said, I was beaten with rods. He said, once I was stoned. Three times suffered shipwreck. A night and a day, he said, I had been in the deep in all the perils he mentions here, but yet he stayed dedicated unto the cause of Christ and the preaching of the Savior of the world. Amen. Amen. What dedication this man had. I want to tell you, I want to be this dedicated. Don't you? Somebody said, oh, if I could just come to the house of God and find peace. That's an inner peace. It's not an outer peace. It's an inner peace. In all of this, he gloried in his infirmity. He found peace in his heart. How the Apostle Paul mentions all these things that came upon him, but yet on the inside, he found peace. Now listen, if you think that you're going to have peace in this world and with this world, it's not going to be that way. The world doesn't love you. It didn't love Jesus, and nor will it love you. It'll try you. It'll cause you to be torn. But I'm going to tell you, there's peace on the inside. inside. Amen. Of that peace that Jesus gives that the world don't know anything about. David said, though my familiar friends have forsaken me. Paul said, Demas had forsaken me for this present world. There are many folks today that'll turn their back on you if you'll be dedicated. The Apostle Paul said, through all of this, he said, I'm dedicated unto the glory of God. But then he also says, I'm determined. What a determination this man had. I tell you, if it had been you and me, we'd have quit a long time ago.
Yeah.
The first time that somebody said something to us that hurt our feelings, we'd have went to the house.
Yeah.
I'd have went to the house the first time I went to church and my hair was long.
Yeah. Amen.
When that preacher said it was a shame for a man to have long hair and I was the only one in the building with long hair, you know who he's talking to? It don't take too smart of a fellow to look around and see that I'm the only one with long hair. And the Bible said it's a shame for a man to have long hair. And all I could think about was if I could get out of here, I'm going to get my hair cut before I come back the next time. That's right. It hurt my feelings. He said it was in the Bible. And I read the Bible where he read from. I had my Bible opened up and I couldn't argue with the Bible. It was a shame for a man to have long hair. Amen. And so I went the next day, cut my hair off. I didn't get mad. I should have. I could have left the church, but I didn't do it. I'm going to tell you, you can't come to the house of God with your feelings on your shoulders. They'll get knocked off, and it'll hurt your heart, and you'll leave the house of God and not come back. The Apostle Paul didn't care. He was determined to stay with the Lord. When them Jews came to him. And the Bible tells us that the ministers of Christ, he said, I speak as a fool. I'm more in labors, more abundant in stripes above measure, in prisons, more frequent in deaths all. Don't you imagine when they come to him, they'd say, Paul, you about ready to quit this? He said, why don't you come on back into the Jew religion? At least in the Jews' religion, you didn't have to go through the prisons and you oftentimes, nor be beaten half the time. Said you had it made. Said you had a crowd. And they'd listen to you as you expounded on the law and the works of the flesh. And you expounded on these things. And you didn't have to go to prison. What about now, Paul? What about now, Paul? Why don't you come on? But Paul said, I'm determined. Amen. That happened to me at Damascus was real. Amen. And he said, I'll carry it to the end. And I'll leave this world determined to stay in the race wherein God had put him in. He said he counted worthy. Amen. That God put him in the ministry. He was determined to get this through. To finish his course. He said, I have fought a good fight. I've kept the faith. I've finished my course. And he said, henceforth, there's a crown of life laid up for me. He said, not only for me, but for all them that love his appearing.
Yes.
He was determined. Amen. If we could have that determination. If you quit every time you got discouraged, you'd have quit a long time. But then there'd be a song sung. There'd be a saint of God come by. There'd be a message preached. Maybe a word or two in that message, God put it on your plate. Yeah. And you got to go home with that. You'd go home and God would do something in you. Boy, you'd be ready by next Sunday to do it again. Go to the house of God and sing and praise the Lord. Get up, amen, and you'll go a little further. The old preacher said, and you'll get knocked down. You go a little further and you'll get knocked down. One of these days you'll get knocked down, you'll fall right over the finish line. I like that, don't you?
Amen.
I do. That's about the extent of a Christian's life, amen. Somebody said, oh, if I could just get saved, I'll have all the money that I'll ever need. That don't work that way. So if I get saved, I'll have the finest house. I'll drive the finest automobile. All salvation's not measured in the things we have in this life. Amen. But it's measured in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'd rather be a pauper and have fellowship with God and power with the Spirit of God than to own 10,000 worlds like this world and be a poor man with God. He said, I have a desire still. He said, I have a desire still to go with God. This is what he said. He said, it is not expedient for me to doubtless to glory. He said, I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. And then he says, I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Yeah. If you study that out, he refers back to the time when he was stoned to death. And the Bible then says here that I cannot tell or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth such an one called up to the third heaven. He said, and I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, and I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up in paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for men to utter. He said, of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities.
Yes.
Let me tell you what he did. He had an out-of-body experience. He saw the tomb. He saw this body laying there. And he saw that other fella caught up into paradise.
Yes.
And he said, the man that I saw laying there, I could not glory in that man. He said, but the man that went into paradise, he said, I will glory. He said, but in that man laying there, the only glory I've got is in mine infirmities. Is in all that peril and all. He said, that's all the glory I get out of that. He said, but one day, he said, this fellow right here is dropping off and will forever live in the glory of God.
Amen.
He had a desire to depart. He said, it's far better that I depart.
Amen.
Amen. And it is. But for your sake, he said, I'm going to stay here. He said, I have a desire that you go to heaven. That's what he wanted you to do. Experience what he's experienced. This morning, you're here. Life is not easy here. We struggle in the flesh, both saved and lost. We're common men. We face the same things as each other face. You have to eat, you sleep, you labor, you get cold, you struggle. But the only difference between the lost and the saved is what's on the inside. The inside, he said, I can glory in.
Yeah.
He said, because that's the part that I go to paradise in.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the worth of the saint of God. It's not this right here. It's what God put on the inside.
Amen.
Now, if all you have is this, you're not worth very much. It's going back to the dirt where it came from. And that soul that rejects Christ to die and go to hell. But if you're here this morning, you're saved. This old fellow right here is going to be planted one day. It's going to come up one day glorified. That on the inside is going home to be with Jesus.
Amen.
And one day, he's going to bring them back. They're coming back. He's going to change them here.
Yeah.
And those and them are going to be reunited together.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I visioned that one time. I did. I got a little vision of that one time, a thought, if you want to call it. But I thought whenever I was coming down, if the Lord tarries his coming and I leave out of here before he comes, I'm coming with Jesus and I see the glorified body coming up to meet me, standing in front of me, and I'll look at him and say, well, hello, William. And I'll just step right in. Hallelujah. And here the Bible said, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. It'll be a brand new day. Let's